Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez Thompson running for re-election, and plus our pub pundit today, Robert Eithoven. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
We want to be on the Reno Rodeo Flap Team,
and that's what we're practicing right now.
Giddy up!
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, it's riding, roping, racing, and wrangling. It's what we've been waiting for. The Reno Rodeo, bringing the Wild West to life. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Yeehaw! Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez Thompson. She represents Assembly District 27. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me, Sam. I appreciate it.
In real life, beyond politics, you deal in hospice care. How do you balance the craziness of politics and the reality of hospice care?
Oh, my gosh. I love the job that I do. I love the work I get to do. And for me, I spend every day inside of people's homes who have a terminal illness, and it's a privilege for me to be able to work with them and help them through that final phase of their life. And I think it just gives me kind of a unique perspective that as a citizen legislator I can take to Carson City to be in people's homes every day, to see the struggles they have, to see all of the health care issues that they're facing, to actually be sitting down with families and help them figuring out their insurance and bills, and know that a lot of times their energy isn't where they want it to be with their loved one because they're distracted with different kinds of things. So it's, I very much enjoy my work. I think it's a great balance in my life, and I love the families I work with.
It's got to be crazy when you're at the legislature, especially when it's getting close to the end and things are getting crazy. You have to mentally somehow go, really?
Well, I think it helps to sometimes remember that, you know, don't let little things get under your skin. Take things in perspective. You know, somewhere out there, someone is probably saying goodbye to a loved one, and every moment is precious. So at the end of the day, leave it at the legislature, go home, just be grateful that I have a husband that I love and two healthy kids, and just be thankful every day for the gift of that health and that we're together and whole. Nothing else can undermine that, so nothing can be too wrong at the end of the day.
The head head of Health and Human Services, Mike Wilden, was on the program a week or so ago and was talking about the potential cost in Medicare and the number of people onto the rolls. This is going to be pretty devastating for Nevada's budget.
I think it's a big public policy issue that we're going to have to tackle in the next couple of sessions. We obviously want to abide with whatever the law comes down as and make sure that we're extending coverage where we need to. But at the same time, we do have to make sure that per our Nevada state constitution that we have a balanced budget, and we know that down the road that's going to cost us more money. It'll be a big discussion to figure out what we do to try to mitigate those costs, what's best in terms of public policy and for the public in terms of mitigating those costs, and then what's realistic, how much can we ask folks who are living in poverty to do and to pay. Some folks are talking about co-pays. There's, you know, throughout Medicaid, there's different programs that already have patient liability or co-pays right now, and we can look to see how successful they are in getting funds there. But it'll be a big jigsaw puzzle to figure out. It will.
Do you see the need for increased revenues to be able to help pay for this?
I think we have to have that conversation. I don't think that we would be doing our part as legislators and as state public policy makers if we aren't talking about all the different types of avenues to address the different needs that we have. Medicaid is just one of the big pieces. There's lots of other things happening in the state. There doesn't seem to be a big chunk of hidden money that we have found in the state that's going to solve all of our problems. It's going to come down to good old-fashioned rethinking how revenue comes in, and I think that it's important to have that conversation. I don't think we would be doing our due diligence as legislators to not have that conversation.
Is there a particular revenue stream that you would look at?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because just this past Friday I was talking to a Kiwanis group, and the two biggest things that they wanted to talk about was the Schuylkill car and then taxes. And even I'm out knocking on doors and with the constituents in the new Part 27, and people have a lot of different thoughts about revenues. First and most important, they say, please fund education and don't cut education. I want to preference this with the fact that right now I'm in my district, I'm just walking independents and nonpartisans. So this is the feedback I'm getting from independents and nonpartisans. And they say no more cuts to education, and please think about different ways to look at revenue. Don't be scared as a legislator to have that conversation. Have a brave and courageous conversation about how we make the state better. And for me, that's important to me as a legislator, because I think a lot of legislators and a lot of people in different industries in the state think that. They're just so very hesitant to say it, and I think we've got to have a conversation about it. This past session, I served on the taxation committee. We discussed a couple of different types of new revenue streams. Some of them seemed very plausible. Some of them need more work, but we're never going to find a solution if we aren't having those public hearings, if we aren't soliciting conversations from industry members and from people in the public, and if we don't keep problem solving around it. Not talking about it, I think, is the worst thing.
Interesting that you say that you're out calling on independents and nonpartisans.
Yeah.
Normally one would think a Democrat would be out there calling on Democrats as well. But is this part of the Democratic Party's strategy in the state, is to go out? Because that's really how the election is decided. Democrats are going to vote for Democrats, Republicans are going to vote for Republicans. Really, the ones that you have to win over to your side are the independents and the nonpartisans.
For me, in this upcoming race, 87% of my district is new with 11,000 more voters, so my district is bigger, and I have a lot of people who don't know my name, never saw my name on the ballot the last time, and so I just have a lot of introductory work to do. I get the chance to meet a lot of Democrats at a lot of the big Democratic events that we have at the county convention or even caucusing at my local precinct. But I want to reach out to everyone, and so that includes independents and nonpartisans, and just I've got to go and knock on their door and say hello. A lot of people don't answer their door. I'm always very grateful when they do. I'm out there on the weekends, and I know the last thing that folks really want to do is open their door to a stranger on the weekend, but I just want to make sure, hey, just want to make sure you know about redistricting, want to make sure you know about a change, and want to make sure you have my number. Call me.
Okay, so while you're out walking, are you also talking about President Obama? Are you also talking about Shelley Berkley as you're out walking?
No, right now when I'm out walking, this is absolutely just about introducing myself to folks and just telling folks that their district has changed. They're going to see new names on the ballots. I'm not on this June ballot. I'll be on the November ballot. And here's my number. You know, please call and talk about any of these issues that are concerned. And then I've got a little detachable card where they can send in to me their thoughts on specific issues. And that's helpful to me because if people don't tell me what they're thinking and how they feel about specific issues, I'm just guessing. And as a legislator, I don't want to guess about what my constituents' needs are. I really want to feel like I'm doing the work to go into the neighborhoods and ask people what their needs are.
All right, let's take a break. More with Teresa Benitez-Thompson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Teresa Benitez-Thompson. She represents Assembly District, will represent Assembly District 27 if she comes through and wins in the elections. I wanted to ask you about President Obama. And it was interesting because he came here to Nevada last week for a visit, and he was talking about his to-do list for Congress. But in watching all of the Sunday talk shows, as I spend my Sundays because I have no life, all they were talking about was gay marriage. Your thoughts on the president coming out so solidly in favor of gay marriage. Do you see legislation following this?
National legislation? Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't pretend to guess that I know what's on the mind of the Congress or lawmakers back in Washington, D.C. I'll just say that personally, I was happy. I've been a long supporter of civil unions and gay marriages, believing that whole and healthy families can come in all different size, shape, colors, and forms. A decade now, I believe, actively worked against the constitutional amendment in the state for the so-called protection of marriage. So I kind of felt like it was taking a step forward in this big world of ours to say that this is one more way that we're not going to give people permission to have hate. We're not going to give people permission to judge other people for who they decide to enter into a private relationship with. I don't really think that that's anything, especially that us in government need to be preoccupied with.
Are you pleased that he came out with this issue so far in advance of the election, so it's not an 11th-hour deal?
I think so. I would have been appreciative of a statement a year ago, but as he said himself, he was working through the issue, which is fine because people are coming from all different kinds of places on this issue. I remember just personally my grandparents, who are very devout Christians, 10 years ago when we were having this conversation because of the ballot issue in Nevada, we had a lot of dialogue and discourse, and they were really uncomfortable with the issue, but we kept talking, and it took them a while to come around. And on the day of the election, they said, you know, we voted against that measure. And a lot of it was just because of the, different conversations we've had with people. So it's an evolution for a lot of people. It's a big change. And I just applaud the fact that people are willing to talk about a subject that might be uncomfortable for them, explore it. And that, you know, I think people are coming around to a better place on the issue. So
that's where you sit. All right. Washoe County, the swing county in a swing state. Shelley Berkeley running for the Senate. What does she have to do in Washoe County to connect? Because right now it appears that she's not connecting very well. People don't really know her. She's beloved in Las Vegas, of course, and a great campaigner. And yet, because of these ethics issues that have popped up, truth or not, she has disappeared from the scene. She's not doing interviews. She's not talking to people about this. Do you think she would be wise to get in front of this?
I think so, because I always think the best strategy is if there's ever, it's very easy to paint people with one kind of a brush in the media when they're a public figure. You can say one bad thing about them and then it can run rampant. But if people meet you, if you spend the time and you go out there and you interact with people, it gives them the opportunity to say, you know, I met this person, I talked with them, I saw something different than what is being talked about out there. And I'm going to trust my own judgment. So as much as possible, I think it's about getting in front of individual people and letting them decide who you are. And if you're a great, bright, charismatic person with a good heart, like she is, that will shine through.
You know, it's interesting. I've interviewed her so many times, and in the space of 12 minutes, the only time I get a question is if she takes a breath.
Yes.
And so it's surprising that she has not turned around to her campaign and said, I want to be out there.
You know, I have no idea about what the internal workings are of her campaign or what the different thoughts are, but I do think that she's a strong, vibrant personality, and I think it's one of her best assets is her interpersonal connection with folks, and I would be taking advantage of that.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
It's been called the best concert ever. It's the 25th anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Featuring classic performances by the biggest names in rock and roll together on one stage. Now available on Blu-ray and DVD for just $39.99. Call in the next next 10 minutes. We'll ship it for free. Don't miss out. Call now.
Call 1-800-592-1372 to order the 25th Anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Concerts on three DVDs for $39.99 and receive free shipping and handling when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to have a discussion here with Robert Eidhoven. He's government affairs with Colasar and Latham. Let's start out with a little politics here.
Yes.
The national GOP, according to Laura Myers of the RJ, is moving to sideline the Ron Paul backers and take control of the Nevada party to help Governor Romney win the election. And it's kind of interesting because if you go back a few years, when John Ensign, before all the scandals, he along with Mike Slanker and others were trying to put together a group that would sort of marry the Republican
right.
Party or mirror the Republican Party without being the Republican Party. Didn't really go anywhere. But this really needs to happen in Nevada if Romney has a chance here.
I think so. I think it's unfortunate that you have to go around a state party. A state party is designed to really be the leader of all of these efforts. There's so many different efforts from the top of the ticket, presidential race and presidential cycles we're going into, which makes it even more disheartening for Republicans. That we're having to go around the state party, but all the way down the ballot. And you've seen a lot of these stories of late about, look, the party has a role. It's to register voters and then turn those voters out in an election. The Ron Paul people seem to be more driving the party on ideology. And that's fine. There's a reason there's a party platform. There's a reason people show up at these conventions and put things in the platform or take things out. Having a set core principles is important for the party, but at the end of the day, you're not out there having policy debates for the party. You're out registering voters and turning them out.
And knocking on doors
and putting the little slate things that people get tired of pulling off their doors by November, telling you who to vote for, monitoring who's shown up and voted during early vote, which is so big in Nevada. You know, over 50% will have voted by Election Day. But as long as this process is taking place, and when you talk about the amount of money that'll be spent in Nevada, this presidential campaign is going to be won or lost in, what, 8 or 9 states?
Yeah.
Nevada being one of them. We're kind of a cheap date, 2 media markets, not a whole lot of people. The Romney people need to trust that the money that they pour into this state and the RNC and the money that they pour into the state and the NRSC with a competitive Senate race with Heller and Berkeley, that money will be spent wisely, efficiently, that people aren't stepping on toes. And it's always been great to have the party and the victory apparatus of the party in place to coordinate that. Don't go over into this area. We already have people there. So basically, the state party being out requires another entity to be formed to oversee all that. And that's basically what's going to happen here in Nevada. And it's happened before, and it happens in other states. It's just unfortunate because, you know, for how long have we had a state party that's really tried to function? I think if we go back to maybe when Bob Seal was chairman the last time, it was really running on full cylinders, and it's just not
there.
I didn't
realize you were that old.
I do remember, Bob,
if you're watching.
I do remember, yeah. Bob Seal and Ryan Irwin, when they were running the party, they did a great job. And, you know, but then you had the second term of Kenny Gwynn when he fell out of favor with Republicans because of his tax increase proposals. Following that was Jim Gibbons, who was the scandal problems there. Then you had John Ensign and Brian Krolicki had some issues that he was trying to work through. We just haven't had somebody take the reins. We have a popular governor now. It would be nice to see if there's a way that Sandoval could come in and take the reins. But the way it is now, and with the clock ticking, and we're in the middle of a presidential cycle, the Romney RNC national folks realize they can't mess around trying to fix a state party that appears to them to be broken. They can't trust.
In this time frame,
pumping millions of dollars of advertising, of door knocks, of, you know, the little door hangers that you put up, the phone banks that are required.
Why do you think, because this has been going on since Harry Reid narrowly beat John Ensign.
Right.
He realized that he had to take life seriously in terms of politics
right.
and put together this phenomenal organization in the state. And I've said this on the program before, the Obama for America campaign reached out to me months ago
right.
to say, hey, when we're bringing people into town, would you be interested in having them on the program? What can we do to help you? Now, we pick and decide who we want to have on the program,
right.
but the bottom line is, no Republican organization has come to me and said, hey, you know, who can we have on the program? How can we talk to you? How can we benefit you? It just seems that Senator Reid had the jump on this for so many years.
He did. He did. And moving Nevada to an early caucus state was a brilliant move by Senator Reid to help not only his campaign, but the last cycle, but to help Democrats down the road. To Romney's defense, he's just winning the nomination now. I hope that they will be moving people into the state and contacting you and others here very soon. Obama's been able to do this for months because no one was going to challenge him in a primary, and he's running for re-election. He's the incumbent president. So that gives them a leg up in organization. I think Romney will do very well in Nevada. He's had a solid network of people on the ground here for 4 years. Basically the same team he had 4 years ago is still in place. I think they'll get around and be able to compete just fine in Nevada. I got to tell you, I think that a lot of the down-ballot candidates are very happy that Romney's our nominee. I think they view Romney as being a much stronger general election candidate for Nevada than, say, Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum would have been. But competing against Barack Obama and the organization that he put in place with the help of Harry Reid 4 years ago is going to be tough. You know, Nevada's still one of those states. I don't know if they still view North Carolina and Virginia. Probably Virginia's still considered a swing state. North Carolina, which Obama won last time, out.
It's won. the wrong direction for Obama.
The number of states that these presidential races are won and lost on continues to shrink. And Nevada continues to be a big player, even though Obama did win by double digits.
It's going to be an interesting time here, man, all
great
the way
cycle.
Through November.
I hope they come in and spend a lot of money here, Sam.
You know, as the owner of this program, I agree, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 powers accredited public schools that bring learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 92% of K-12 parents are satisfied their student benefits academically. As a full-time public school option, or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child.
Now accepting enrollments for Reno area students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today for your free information kit or go online to learn more.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Our next broadcast, he's a gaming commissioner these days, former Senator Randolph Townsend.